song that goes, "Wait till the sun shines
on me."
Okay, there's a name. Oh, yeah, this right. This is another song. Okay, I'll just get you to say
Nelly.
Nelly. Okay. Right. Good. Good. Okay. Nobody ever knows that. It's a nickname for a little boy named William. The nickname that begins with a B and it ends with a Y.
Billy. I was gonna say Bill and then you said Y.
Okay. In the Bible, the first book of the Gospels is there's Mark, Luke, and John. But right before Mark, Luke, and John, I just say it for you, Matthew.
Matthew. Okay.
A woman who conducts schools called a
teacher.
There was a woman, she was married, her last name was Cooper. Mm-hmm. You call her
Mrs. Cooper.
Right. Have you ever heard the expression jackleg, like a jackleg teacher, a jackleg preacher? It means somebody who doesn't know how to do it very well.
No.
Okay. What relation? That's an older person. Yeah, old people know that. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Okay, there's a kind of cake that you can buy frozen. Cakes and pies you can buy frozen, and it's a woman's name, and the last name is Lee.
Sarah. We're getting Sarah Bill on the story here.
We got Sarah Bill both. I didn't even thought of it. Why didn't I think of that? I should have said, "What's your sister-in-law's name?" God, stupid me. It's not often I run across anybody's sister-in-law. Okay, if your father had a brother named William, and you were addressing him, you'd call him
Uncle William.
Okay, the commander of the army would be the highest office, I guess, would be.
Would I know who the highest office is?
Yeah, if you were just, what would that be?
I always heard the five-star general was. Right.
The Kentucky Fried Chicken man's name is
Colonel.
Right. Yeah. The man in charge of a ship is called a
captain.
The man who presides over the county or any kind of court, county court or something, would be a
judge.
Mm-hmm. A person in school is called a.
That's over at the principal.
Okay. And a child, any child who is studying would be called a.
A child that's studying.
Yeah. Well, I should just say a child in school, I guess, would be called a
student.
Right. They might not be studying.
I didn't know there was a word for that.
They might not be studying. Okay, a man on stage would be an actor, mm-hmm. So a woman would be...
Actress.
And your nationality, I mean, anybody born in this country would
American.
Be...
American.
Your race, if you're just talking about your own race, you'd say...
White.
And how about, of course there's more than one other race, but mainly the other race that's around in this area, in Little Rock, I mean, would be...
You mean you want me to name them, mm-hmm. like blacks and orientals? And
right, yeah. You would generally say black. Did you say that when you were growing up, like when you were a little girl?
Did I call them black?
Mm-hmm. Or did they have, or was that not the word that they used then, do you know?
I've heard them being called Negroes and Niggers and, mm-hmm. Just
different
all kind of
names.
Because there's a lot of prejudice to me when I was growing up, and there still is, but I call them blacks. Mm-hmm. I don't call them anything else.
White people who are just lazy and good for nothing.
Sorry, I guess.
Okay. Have you ever heard a name, poor white
trash,
you know that?
Yeah.
How about people who live way out in the country and never get to town? You'd say they're, or back in the hills. How about people who live way?
Hillbilly.
Right. Okay, if somebody, like, ask you what time it was, and it was 11:30 or so, you'd say, "Well, I better get home." You know, you'd say, "Would you say not quite midnight, or almost midnight, or nearly midnight?" How would you probably say?